two dictatorships. And now Iran. Now you can better understand, perhaps, why the report in the news today is that putative President Barack Obama has secretly warned Iran against closing the Strait of Hormuz. New York Times cites administration officials saying the U.S. president chose clandestine communication to express to Iran's supreme leader that an Iranian move in the strategic waterway of the Hormuz would trigger an American response. Earlier this week, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta said that the U.S. would act if Iran were to develop a nuclear weapon or close the Strait of Hormuz. Friends, this is not just a barnyard battle. This is not just a schoolyard spitting contest. We're talking about the whole world potentially being drawn into, and certainly with Russia, with hooks in its jaws being drawn into this big Middle East prophetic picture. Pray for the peace of Israel and Jerusalem. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner with us. Get a copy of The Secret of the Lord. You desperately need this book, friends. Desperately need this book. Restoring the fear of the Lord in your life and those around you. Get it on our website, saveus.org. And don't forget to become a partner. Pray for this ministry, will you? And obey if God leads you.
Listen to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion. It's illusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, if you're out in the audience, you can always give us a call. But right now, our special guest for this next hour is Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. And Melody does help Radio Liberty, and we really appreciate it. And hi, Melody. How are things going?
Oh, just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much.
Well, tell us what's late, what's on your mind as far as what's happening economically. Yes, that they were told things are really going to get a little bit better. Certainly, the Federal Reserve System actually created $1 trillion. That's a lot of money. Remember, the entire money in circulation 4 years ago was about, $800 billion. They just created $1 trillion out of nothing, led it over to Europe, and some of that money is going to get back into the United States, stimulate our economy, and certainly the money is going to keep certain things going over in Europe for maybe 6 months, 9 months, something like that. When you get into this stage of an inflationary spiral, why, of course, money temporarily solves the problem, but each time, why, you've got to, you know, print a little bit more money, and the cycle gets shorter and shorter and shorter until eventually, no matter how much money you pour out, why, it doesn't any good because money has become essentially useless. And that's really what's in the process of happening. And there's not one in 1,000 Americans who really understands what's happening or that this is not going to get better until we liquidate our debt and start all over. But tell me what your take is.
Well, you're absolutely correct. And I mean, it was just recently, you know, last week where, you know, we started again the never-ending debt ceiling debate. And, of course, we had that what happened last summer, I believe. Here we were over $15 trillion in debt. So I guess the White House, it just doesn't seem to matter anymore what's another $1.2 trillion. I saw a stat today that kind of, it didn't surprise me, but it just realized, it makes you realize how huge and how, I mean, it's just so out of control and in complete insanity where the United States government is responsible for more than a third of all the government debt in the entire world. And it's like, and how can anybody imagine when you think of these numbers and we're dealing in trillions and trillions of dollars, how does anybody in their right mind really believe that we can get through this without having a day of reckoning for what we've done, what the White House, what the Washington has done, what Wall Street has done, what the elitists have done to this country and around the world. I mean, the day of reckoning is coming, and we will pay for the consequences that are coming for the, you know, for what they've done in the spending and putting the agenda of a one-world government into play, and as they have done for hundreds and hundreds of years. And so it's staggering. It's for people who go along with the program, I guess they do have to believe what's being published by mainstream media, but things are not getting better. They will try to do what they can for an election year, but we'll just have to see how well they do.
Well, they can do pretty well. They can pour the money out. They can stimulate the economy. Maybe we can't get it out completely out of debt, but we can certainly make things a lot better just by printing more and more money. But each time you have to print more money, and the cycle gets shorter and shorter and shorter. It's happened time and time again. And it's going to happen this time. You can't repeal the laws of economics. If you're out there, you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, you know, as a deep melody, I don't think that the average individual has any idea that the cycle has been intentionally created. Of course, if we just had a normal...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
$1 trillion a year. We're spending about $3.6 trillion a day a year, so somewhere 42, 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends has to be borrowed. How long can you continue creating prosperity or attempting to produce prosperity by borrowing money? And who do you borrow the money from? Well, you borrow it from yourself. You create the money out of nothing, and that's primarily what's happening. It said probably the Federal Reserve System is actually buying about 80% of the bonds that we issue. We issue bonds so we can borrow money, so we can continue spending money we don't have, so we can bring prosperity. But certainly this would be one thing, but what most people don't understand is that what is happening is intentional. There's an organized, orchestrated, intentional effort to transfer our jobs to other countries. For instance, General Motors. General Motors has factories all throughout the world. General Motors has been working as part of this covert movement for many years. You go back to the Second World War. It was General Motors who was building up the tanks and the trucks and so many of the weapons of war for the Nazis during the Second World War so that we could have a war. Of course, Ford Motor Company was over there, as was IBM and AT&T and Exxon and Sydney. So many of our corporations, 100 major corporations over there, building the weapons for the Germans, and today many of those same corporations are in the process of transferring their base of operation to other nations to build up the economies throughout the world and destroy the economy here. General Motors, Ford, Chrysler all have factories in other countries. We used to produce 18 million cars a year here. Today in the United States we produce about 11 million, and they produce more cars in China today than we produce in the United States. And that is happening intentionally because General Motors is over there and Ford is over there and certainly many other American corporations are over there building the cars in China and other countries throughout the world. And of course there are our major automotive manufacturers are partnering with the country companies in certainly both India and in South Korea. We've intentionally transferred our steel manufacturing overseas. We've intentionally transferred our certainly our clothing textile industry overseas. Most of the drugs that you take today are actually produced in communist China or in other countries. Certainly, we've transferred our electronic industry overseas, try to buy an American-manufactured laptop computer or certainly a television set. Certainly, we've transferred our food manufacturing overseas. We used to be the greatest food exporter in the world, but they shut down the Central Valley of California over the three-inch smelt week. Couldn't let the farmers have water there, and so we just simply destroyed the agriculture industry in the Central Valley of California. And then, of course, we've destroyed the fishing industry in large part. We won't let our fishermen fish, but we'll let people from other countries fish in our waters. And then, of course, we of course have restricted until recently gasoline and the production of natural gas here in the United States. One of the most flagrant violations of what's going on is the insane legislation that light bulbs, we cannot have incandescent light bulbs produced in the United States starting in 2012. So basically our companies move overseas, they produce fluorescent light bulbs. Why do they produce them overseas? Because they want the jobs to go overseas, but we can't tell the American people that. The incandescent light bulbs are, number one, much more expensive, so we have to subsidize them so that they can be produced over in China. They're difficult to dispose of because they're poisonous. They have mercury in them. It contaminated the environment. They know that. Certainly, there are many, many studies that suggest that the fluorescent light has toxic properties. It is not healthy for you, but they don't care whether you're healthy or not. We have suddenly passed legislation so that we cannot produce incandescent light bulbs here, and we have to use the dangerous and poison mercury light bulbs that are produced in China. We've suddenly destroyed the lumber industry because of the spotted owl. We've destroyed the mining industry because, of course, we want to protect the environment. And you go right down the line, you can see how we're intentionally transferring jobs to other countries. This is done maliciously. We've transferred at least 8 million jobs intentionally overseas. And ladies and gentlemen, those jobs ain't coming home again. And you better understand there is a globalist agenda that wants to impoverish America as we raise living standards throughout the world. Melody, how many people do you think honestly understand what's going on?
You know what they don't understand? The light bulb, enforcing people to change their light bulb. I mean, how ridiculous. The millions of dollars that is being spent to enforce that, But yet there's people I talk to, oh, they just think this is great, that they're just great light bulbs, they last longer. You can't see anything, you know. I mean, it's going to, you're going to have to spend all kinds of funds to get your eyes fixed because they don't give out the same type of light, you know. And I've been buying and buying and buying them, so, you know, I'll probably be called a hoarder and, you know, who knows what might happen. But it's, they don't, or they would be outraged at something so silly as forcing people to buy a particular type of light bulb. I saw a program this weekend. You mentioned the agriculture in this country, and it was these chefs that were supposed to cook some sort of dinner, and they had to obtain all the food that they used for this dinner had to be obtained. It was food that was going to be destroyed, food from the garbage, food from trash, and they went around to the different farmers and fish places and so forth in order to obtain. The amount of food that is destroyed in this country is amazing. I mean, the farms that they went to, 40 to 50% of the produce in the fields, like tomatoes and corn, is destroyed because the American people have gotten so used to having a tomato that doesn't have a blemish, a simple little blemish. It's no longer, you know, you can't sell it to the grocery stores. It's just destroyed, taken to the compost. I mean, it's incredible the amount of food, the fish, the meat, the chicken, just going right into the trash. And I was actually, I had no idea that it was that bad. I mean, you have people starving here and around the world, and we're throwing just food away. Again, just another sign of the decay of our society and the path that we're on. And it just amazes me that people aren't just, like, you just want to shake them and wake up, that they're not more outraged at what is going on.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-4645. And certainly people don't understand that the whole system is going to collapse. People don't like to be told that. I mean, we like Social Security. I like getting my check, Social Security check in, and my wife's Social Security check. But ladies and gentlemen, basically, Social Security is costing about $650 to $700 billion every year. And basically, we have about 56 million people on Social Security, and of course, Social Security includes disability. We've expanded it. And you get to be 62 years of age, well, you can go ahead and start drawing Social Security. 65, you get the full sum. The difficulty is we have 79 million more who already started to retire. The baby boomers started to retire about a year and a half ago. And basically we have about 56 million people on Social Security now. And we're going to be adding another 79 million during this next 18, 19 years. And certainly, unless we can kill an awful lot of them off, the whole thing goes bankrupt. They will tell you there's a Social Security fund, but there's nothing in it but government bonds that are backed by the full faith and confidence in the American government. But the trouble is the federal government doesn't have any money. And part of the money that they have to borrow every single day is money to pay the Social Security and Medicare. Medicare is the same situation. Medicare, we've got about 50 million people on Medicare, another 79 million coming on in the next 18 and 19 years. But Medicare costs about $700 billion a year at the present time. There is no Social Medicare fund. They have spent it all. They've just simply borrowed it and actually then given them government bonds. But there's no money behind the government bonds. And that, of course, is why we certainly are spending 43 cents out of every dollar has to be borrowed today, because there's no money there and there's not enough money coming in. And if we were to increase, of course, the level of taxation, or to buy, of course, when we're in a recession, we increase taxation, why the recession gets worse. And, of course, you cannot continue doing this indefinitely. Somewhere down the line, you're going to have to be realistic. You're going to have to change Social Security. You have to increase the age of retirement. And I've always said, if we increase the age of retirement to 85, and we wouldn't have a problem. When we began Social Security, why there was 160 people working for every Social Security retiree, because people died ordinarily at 62 and the retirement age was 65. Today they live to 84. And certainly before long, while you're going right now, we have three people working for every person retired, certainly within 20 years, two people working for every person retired, and they'll be taking most of your salaries. You know, basically, of course, Melody, I don't think people want to be told that Social Security is going bankrupt. They don't want to face the reality that this wonderful utopian...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132. 866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
I've ever had the pleasure of interviewing him. In fact, recently there was a meeting in Durban in South Africa having to do with sustainable development and some of the crazy programs of the environmentalists. And although he was certainly accepted as a legitimate representative of Great Britain to this meeting, they wouldn't let him come. So he actually got in, rented a plane, and he jumped out of the plane at 10,000 feet with a parachute and actually parachuted down into the meeting itself. And he then got into the meeting and just talked about the things that happened at the meeting, the crazy programs. And nobody even understood what was going on over there. Certainly nobody had bothered to read the things they were going to do, and would have totally destroyed society. They were going to lower the level of CO2, carbon dioxide, to the point where no plants could grow and destroy all agriculture here on Earth. That was their program, and when he pointed this out, why they had to back away from it. But his remark was basically that the whole system is going to collapse. He pointed out that 99 years ago, the United States established the Federal Reserve System, and the Federal Reserve has actually destroyed 99% of the value of our currency. Well, I think that may be a little exaggeration. I think maybe only be 97% and 98%, but they're in the process of destroying the entire value of our currency, and with that, impoverishing our people. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But as Lord Bachman said, the whole system is going to collapse. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And we're going to have to start in all over again. We'll either start in all over again, however, as slaves or as free people. And of course, Lord Bachman, a British peer, carries a copy of the American Constitution with him, because he acknowledges that only one country in the world can solve our problem, and that is the United States. The problem for the entire world begins here. The Federal Reserve System dominates the financial system of the world. The American military dominates the world military. We control the financial and military policies throughout the world because, of course, we have a small little group that controls both political parties, that controls certainly our banking system, our corporations, controls our basically our educational system, our tax-exempt foundations, our media, and, of course, their goal is a one-world government. And behind that, the powerful spiritual forces that have dominated society for thousands of years. And these are the same spiritual forces that were here at the time when Plato was writing and Aristotle was writing, and today they dominate what goes on in America. And until you understand the spiritual forces behind this move towards world government, nothing makes sense. Well, let's go to Dave calling from Illinois. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And our guest this evening is Melody Cederstrom. Dave, do you have a question for our guest?
A couple of comments. Good evening to both of you. First of all, this Keynesian economics is so insane. You described it pretty well, Dr. Stan. These idiots think they can just dump money in the system, make things work well. What they don't understand is that money is an exchange for valuable goods and services, you know, performed. When people work, they get paid. That makes true wealth. They don't get this. It's just these people probably have PhDs, but, you know, their PhDs mean nothing. They're just, I can't believe their ignorance. The other thing I want to say is that, you know, I hear people saying that people waking up. I don't see it. I just don't see it. It's a big country, 300 million. Yeah, a few million are, but, you know, here in Illinois where I live, people, you know, Doc, things are so serious out there. I think our republic is already dead. I just want to, if it can be revived, but, you know, things are so dire. If people had a clue, they'd be talking about it. I don't hear anything out there, nothing. People aren't saying a word about any of this ever when I'm outside and about. And I would hear something if they had a clue, you know. So I think people are not waking up anywhere near enough. And
Dave, instead of just it's sort of like, oh, don't just sit around and complain. Get out and talk to them. Get them to listen to our programs. Ask them
legitimate
questions. Don't get discouraged. I've been at this for 50 years. How long you been at it?
About 1990.
All right, fine. Well, I'm more encouraged than I've ever been because I see people waking up, because I see the response we're getting from our programs. I hear new callers all the time. Don't you know, it's far better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
So you start lighting candles and quit cursing the darkness. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
From Sydney, New Hampshire, Sydney, Ron Paul's getting close to 20% of the votes with a totally revolutionary message, a message that talks about liberty, that talks about the Constitution, that talks about the fact that we don't want to be involved in foreign wars, that we certainly should be trying to negotiate some sort of a peaceful agreement with the Muslim world rather than going there and killing more of them. And basically saying that torture is immoral, and torture is illegal, and torture is unreliable. Now, Certainly, Ron Paul is challenging everything, and he's getting about 20% of the vote. I think he's going to do a lot better as time goes by. His message is getting out. David, don't get discouraged. Remember, it's always better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. God bless you, and hang right in there. Keep working. As I say, I've been at it for 50 years, and I'm more encouraged than I've ever been. Thanks
very much. One more comment.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. And yeah, Melanie's right. As far as the, I went out, you know, during the holidays, and what I saw was unbelievable sales, 70% off. Well, people are snatching those up. You know, people are unemployed and stuff. They're going to snatch up 70% off deals. So, yeah, the sales were huge draws. But what about profits? See, the profits are bugaboo. There probably were no profits. You know, they were giving stuff away.
You're absolutely right, and certainly at least a lot of the retailers are having.
Right.
Probably the big corporations that are dealing overseas are doing fine, but the retailers here in this country, a lot of them are having problems, and more are being forced to shut down. I mean, major retailers like Sears and Kmart are having very, very real problems. Orchard Supply here in California, very real problems. Some hardware stores, Home Depot is doing very well, but Lowe's is closing down 50 to 75 of their stores. Lowe's is having problems. So a lot of the retailers are having problems. Anyway, God bless you, Dave. Just encourage people to listen to our program. One of the things you can do if you really want to do something is go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and scroll down. RadioLiberty.com, scroll down on the front page, down below the donate button. You'll see a donate button there, and about a little bit below that you'll see the Radio Liberty script. If there's a script there, and when you've got a few hours that you're not doing anything, just take that script and start calling people blind on the radio. And gives you the reasons why they should start calling Radio Liberty. When you call them, just tell them, I'm not selling you anything. I don't want any money from you. I just want to tell you the most important message, and that's the message of liberty. Let me then, and you ask them a few questions, and hopefully you'll get some people. Occasionally you get somebody who will start listening. They'll start out thinking we're crazy, and before long they'll be afraid we're not. God bless you, Dave. Thanks very much for calling. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But Melody Cedarstrom, I believe that people, if they want to save anything at all, should be moving into gold and silver investments. Tell them, our listeners, how they can get in touch with you and why they should get in touch with you and what will happen if they get in touch with you.
Well, they can call us at 1-800-375-4188. The telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-375-4188. They can visit our website at dgscoins.com. That is dgscoins, dgscoins.com. And they can sign up for a new newsletter that we're going to be publishing on a weekly basis. And, of course, so hopefully we'll be able to start doing a little bit of those blogs in order to keep people posted up on gold and silver coins. There's a lot of misinformation going around on the products, and that's what we really work hard to educate our clients as to why they need gold and silver and what the various products are available as to what would suit their needs and their investment objectives and their budget. And so we do recommend a mix of gold and silver. We look to gold as the savings account and the silver as a checking account. So your preservation of wealth should mainly be done by gold, but silver is very important to have too. It will do very well, and of course it's also the checking account. So 70-80 in gold, 20-30 in silver. And if you're a buyer who likes to be 50-50, that's fine too. Again, it's the education of the product and helping you understand where you really want to be instead of getting misinformation on a different product with promises of gain. We don't buy gold and silver for the gains, and things have been so diluted as far as the product information. We buy gold to keep what we have, to preserve what we have, both gold and silver. The gains will come later, but we buy them and we have to buy the fundamentals, and that is very important. So again, it's education, and nothing disturbs me so much as when somebody calls me, I ask them what they're currently having gold and silver, and they don't know. I mean, this is your hard-earned money. This is your life savings. This is your future. This is preserving your wealth. You better have an idea of what product that you own. It does make a difference who you buy it from. And for those who have product that don't know what they have, you know, it just amazes me. And so we do recommend some fractional pieces, 1 ounce. You can even go into $20 gold, your silver, 90% silver eagle, silver rounds. And if you like the older Morgans and Peace dollars, you can do that also. But build your foundation first. And that's what we do at Discount Gold and Silver. We help you build that foundation, and then you need to accumulate. And because, folks, there just really isn't anything else out there. And what I've seen in the past couple years, since gold has made these major runs in price, you have all kinds of things popping up on the Internet. And, all different types of programs, all new types of companies, advertisements in the newspapers, on radio. I mean, you're being bombarded with gold and silver ads. A lot of these mainstream programs on television, you have these hosts who recommend these companies. And just because this host happens to recommend a company that you see on television doesn't mean that that company can give you a great price, great service. So you do have to search out. You do have to do your own due diligence when you're looking to purchase gold and silver, and we'll help you through it. Many times customers come to me and say, well, is this a good deal? And I will tell you if it is or not, because if it's a good enough deal, it might be something I'd be interested in or telling my customers about. But most of the time, 99% of the time, it's not a good deal. So there's a lot of, we talked about how slick these people are, and you have to be very careful.
And there really are a lot of slick salesmen out there in this business, I will tell you. I've encountered a couple of them myself. So be very, very cautious, and I would not have Melody on if I didn't have absolute confidence in her. Now, let me tell you, the other thing is diversify. And do not put all your eggs in one basket. And do not let anybody else know what you're doing. So the silver is a wonderful investment, but where are you going to put it? How are you going to store it? Mm-hmm. I mean, basically, it's much easier to store gold than it is to store silver. Start thinking about these things. And do not put everything in one area. Make sure it's in multiple areas and perhaps even in multiple regions, if there's any way to, from your point of view, to do this. But start thinking now, because we're moving into very, very difficult times. If you go to the website shadowstats.com, shadowstats.com is put out by John Williams, who's an economist. And he's one of the smartest people around, and he will tell you there's a session that, of course, he really wants to subscribe to his information, which is how he makes his living. But he does have some things there for the people who don't subscribe. And one of them is called Hyperinflation 2011. And I think it's March or April, somewhere there. And it's about 60 pages long. Pull it down, copy it, read it, reread it, and reread it a third time. And basically what he's talking about is that hyperinflation is coming. Now, he's not talking about Zimbabwe hyperinflation or Weimar Republic hyperinflation. He's talking about 30-40% hyperinflation. But you do that for 2 or 3 years, and, well, there's not much left. And he's talking by the end of 2013 or the latest 2014, and as he says, probably sooner than 2014, we're going to begin moving into an inflationary spiral that will literally wipe out the American people. Now, he doesn't sell gold or silver, but read what he has to say. He does it very well. It's well worthwhile reading it. Everything we see points to the fact that they are going to destroy the value of our currency. That's one reason they have to have a war now, because that will take your attention away from what they've done. This, of course, is what they said they have done repeatedly in the past. To get our attention off what's going on is to actually have a war. This is what they certainly did after the Great Depression, 1930s. Well, of course, they took us into the into a war, and that way they could destroy the value of our currency. But everybody wanted to blame the war rather than people who actually had done this, and that was the Federal Reserve System and the Brotherhood of Darkness, the evil cabal that controls the Federal Reserve, which is controlled certainly by, basically, as we've lost our guest, Melody Cederstrom. I'm going to ask our producer to go ahead and get Melody back, because Melody did not tell us how you get in touch with her. So I do want you to know how to get hold of Melody, but you'll certainly want to read the writings of John Williams. And there's other people out there who are excellent as far as their sources of information. But read John Williams, certainly as far as hyperinflation is concerned. You will want to have that information, because, believe me, we're running out of time. So, basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, well, I would love, of course, to get your thoughts on this, and certainly, if you need to get hold of Melody, why, Chris, you can reach her. Her number is 814-692-4512. 814-692-4512. Or certainly, just go up on the internet and type in discount gold and silver to get Melody's and get in touch with her website. But she puts out certainly a great deal of good information, and she's been at this for a long time, and we've never had any complaints at all from any of her customers. And certainly one reason I feel very, very comfortable having Melody on the programs, and her prices, her commissions are certainly not absurd at all. So, again, her telephone number is 814-692-4542, and I don't know why we're suddenly having difficulty getting Melody back on the program here. So if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Now, basically, of course, if you would like to... if you would like, of course, to give us a call, let me tell you a little bit about the unemployment statistics. You're told, of course, that the unemployment rate was about 9%. It was down to 8.6%, and they're simply lying to you. They keep changing the figures all the time, and basically what we have today in the United States, we have about 16 million people who are unemployed. We have about 9 million who are underemployed, and we have actually another 6 million who have simply given up looking for work. We've got 28 or 29 million people who are unemployed, underemployed, or simply have given up looking for work. And the real figure, unemployment figure, as it was calculated back in the early 1990s, would be about 22%, and that's approaching very close to what it was during the Great Depression. But they simply lie about these figures. And of course, these are not the people you're going to see down at the mall. These are the people who are having real problems, and they're losing their homes, and they're losing their families, and they're on food stamps, and they're living in poverty, and they simply are just having Well, they have very, very little to look forward to. So understand that this is only going to get worse. Now, it may well be that the city will have things will stop getting worse for a short period of time because they poured another $1 trillion into the economy just in this last couple of weeks. $1 trillion then, if once the banks have it, they can leverage that up to $10 trillion here in the United States and throughout the world. And that amount of money will have a profound impact on the economy, and things will sort of start going sideways. The economy may even pick up just a little bit so that it'll look like things are better. But we haven't got to the fundamental root of the problem. And that is we have to liquidate debt. If we do not liquidate debt, nothing is going to improve. So understand that. Understand how the economic system works. We have several books. One's called Rollback, and it's written by Thomas Wood. The other is called Meltdown. Meltdown. And there are two books written that give you at least the sound fundamentals of how the economy works. But let me simply point out that until you understand that basically there is a conspiracy out there, there is a small group that controls both political parties, that we're not simply subject to the laws of economics, which most people talk about, and the Keynesians and the libertarians talk about it, but there's what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And they control the military, at least at the upper echelons, and they control the banking industry. There are only six major banks in America, 8,000 smaller banks, but six major banks all tie into the Brotherhood, and they control certainly the media, and they control largely what the American people think and believe.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
And give Melody a call, or simply go up on the website on your search engine and look out Discount Gold and Silver, and hopefully you'll be able to track her down, and she'll do a good job for you. Well, this is the time when I need to remind my listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported. If you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you, and if you're not in a position to help, why, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, to pray for our provision and protection, because we have to rely upon those of you who are out here in the listening audience to help us, as we certainly work 5 hours a day on radio to try to educate the American people, not only about what's happening from the financial point of view, but about the what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness working behind the scenes, not imaginary. They worked at the Trilateral Commission. If you want to read what Barry Goldwater said about them, back in 1979, we carry used copies of his book. I said, with no apologies, and on page 280, he will tell you that David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission is international. Its goal is to seize control of the financial and commercial interests of the world by first seizing control of the political government of the United States, and that's exactly what they've done. And the fact that most people don't understand that is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. But you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need, of course, to hear our talk on the Dark Secret and the Forbidden Secret. Now, there's a book, The Forbidden Secret, an excellent book by our good friend Jonathan Gray. But you have to request the DVD, which, of course, is my talk on The Forbidden Secret. And if you'd like, you can get the syllabus. Of course, you can get the book. We recommend it. It's just a shame we've got a book with a title. We've got a syllabus, which I wrote, of course, and that we have the DVD, The Forbidden Secret. But you need to understand the invisible spiritual forces behind the scenes working to bring about a one-world government. And that's why they're shipping our jobs and our automotive manufacturing and our steel and our clothing industry and the drug manufacturing and the electronic industry and the fishing and the farming and certainly the production of gas and oil. So much of it has been shipped overseas in the past. We're just beginning to develop this, but why we can't produce fluorescent light bulbs here in the United States, why they've certainly shifted our lumber production and our mining and so much of our production to other countries. They know exactly what they're doing, but they don't want the American people to understand that. And basically, of course, they will try to marginalize and attack anybody who tries to get out the truth. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And we ask you to go there and please get the information. And then, of course, share it with others, because we do have a script that you can read over to people you call, encouraging them to listen to Radio Liberty. And if I were you, I would just simply call people and say, look, I'm not selling anything. I don't want any money. The only thing I'm offering you is the opportunity to preserve your freedom. Have you ever heard Radio Liberty? The script is there, improvised as you can, but start inviting people to listen. And we ask you to pray for Alex Jones, and we ask you to pray for Joyce Riley and for John Loeffler and all the people who are doing what we're doing. And certainly we ask you, of course, to pray for our leaders and our ministers, We ask you to pray for my ministry of Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because we are truly on the front lines of a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Shaw and Sydney. Michael heads the Freedom Advocates, and you go to his website, freedomadvocates.org, and certainly you can learn all about the Agenda 21, this effort by the evil and wicked people to use the environment or the threat to the environment to massively expand government control over every aspect of your life. Michael Shaw, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here again, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you pick up the story and carry it on from there? What is Agenda 21? What's sustainable development? What are the things that you're seeing now that are aimed at destroying freedom and life in America as we've known it?
Well, that's a big question, but let me try to put it in a snapshot. You know, we've been giving this information for the last, what is it? 7 years, 8 years on Radio Liberty. And I must say that over the last year, the understanding of Agenda 21 across all of America has exploded. So much so that even the Republican National Committee last week passed unanimously a resolution for exposing Agenda 21 to the populace and terminating its effects. Well, that sounds a lot better than it is, because there's some other problems inside the Republican Party. But the reality is that the public is beginning to understand the globalist assault on the ideals of America. And this assault is focused in the action plan for world government. There is a force working throughout the world, centered here in the United States, you know, with major outposts in Great Britain and in China and in Russia, and it's all come together for the implementation of this so-called action plan called Agenda 21. It's also called Sustainable Development. It's a global to local action plan that has swarmed the international community already. That's why we have a World Bank. That's why we have a World Trade Organization. That's why the United Nations exists. That's why there is a Bank of International Settlement. So at the national and international level, we're already controlled by this world government. But the way to really effect world government is to bring it into the local level. And Agenda 21 is particularly focused on the local action plan for the implementation of this new world order. And that comes into effect in all kinds of ways, and it's most summarily assessed by recognizing the three primary ingredients of Agenda 21, the first of which is to abolish private property. And we see that happening across the country. Ranchers, there's 50% of the ranchers today as there were 20 years ago. That's because they're being forced off their land. Miners can't mine. Drillers for oil can't drill. Home developers, if you're not a partner with government, you can't build homes. And individuals are being driven into smart growth communities, stack and pack housing. And it's happening throughout the country. And we're going to talk tonight about the One Bay Area plan, in part, which evidences the globalist movement taking effect right here in Central California.
All right, fine. Well, I guess it's Michael Shaw. You hang on. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw of freedomadvocates.org. Michael, you're right ahead.
Well, it's important for people to recognize that America's problem today is centered on a movement that has been sponsored by both political parties, by all major political actors in America, and it's been this way for a very long time. But the good news is that across the country, not a majority, but a significant minority of people have begun to connect the dots and are now able to understand how Agenda 21 has come into their community. And, you know, Dr. Stan, a lot of these people are listeners to Radio Liberty. And, you know, that's a very satisfying thing for me and for you as well, I'm sure, as well as for the listeners out there. But the battle has only just begun. You know, they've had a long head start on the average American. And, you know, the day of reckoning is coming soon. And so that's why it's so important now for the rank and file American citizen to begin to understand what Agenda 21 is and how it comes into your local community. And we're going to talk about, in particular, a specific aspect of that tonight, which is called regionalism. It's really the back upon which this globalist assault on American values and on American lives comes to pass in your community. And, you know, I'll pause for a minute and ask you, you know, have we gotten enough of a general overview of what Agenda 21 is, or do you want to ask me?
No, I think that you've covered it very well. Basically, it is the agenda for the 21st century, the globalist program to use the environment as a vehicle by which they can control our lives.
That's right. And they do that by, first, abolishing private property. Second, educating our children to be global citizens. You know, I've said this before, but it's worth repeating. And that is that, you know, polls have indicated that recent high school and college graduates, the majority of which identify themselves as global citizens, not as Americans. So our educational system is working, if you're a globalist, because it is causing the youth of America to not understand what America is. Instead, the youth of America are being pumped out of schools.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Chris Michael is simply saying that Agenda 21 is the agenda, the secret agenda for the 21st century, and that is going to use the threat to the environment as a justification for bringing about a world government. How are college students and our high school students, when they get out of school, most of them consider themselves global citizens rather than American citizens, and they can tell you everything wrong with America and nothing right about America, and they want to create this wonderful new global society. without ever realizing, of course, that they've never understood the strength of America, that it's been, the values of America have been subverted by a subversive group that controls the educational system and controls the banking system and controls the military and the corporations and certainly controls the media and both political parties and controls our religious organizations. They better understand, and we hope many of them will come to understand, what America was before, of course, it was taken over by a subversive movement intent upon creating a one-world government. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, the point today is the Agenda 21 program is not so secret anymore. And it's not so secret because regular Americans are beginning to figure it out. Now, if you as a listener don't have a clue of what this is, I invite you to our website. You know, you can't spend 10 minutes and get the gist of it. You got to spend some time to understand what Agenda 21 is, how it hit the federal government, how the federal government has now imposed it on every county in America. And once you begin to see the fingers, the tentacles of Agenda 21 in a conceptual basis, you can turn around and pick up your local newspaper and you will see it evidencing itself in your town all over the place, whether it's land use policy or school programs or just the, you know, the third element of Agenda 21 is to control and monitor human beings. You know, so next time you drive up to that stop sign, look at those lights. You know, in London today, the average Londoner is photographed 300 times a day. The monitoring and controlling is pervasive, and it's going to spread even further. Things like RFID chips are being planted into animals, but the intent is to plant them into human beings so that you want to buy or sell, you've got to put your hand up before the reader so that they can charge your account and at the same time know everything about you that you think is private, because this information is all being compiled in this new technological era. And that means that there is an identification of you, of everybody, as to who we are, what we do, what we think, and what our value to the New World Order society is. And this is what we've got to understand, because it's what we've got to break out of. And we've got to, you know, we've got to move to a situation, we've got to start with school boards, but ultimately move to a situation where we have a Congress and a federal government that is responsive to the needs and interests of the ordinary human being. And we do not have that today, because the parties have sold out for a good long time. But I have some good news to report in that regard. And that is that just recently, in the last week, the Republican National Committee has voted to expose Agenda 21 to the American people. Well, that's great news. I mean, the problem is the Republican Party at the top is still controlled by what's called the International Democrat Union. Now, the International Democrat Union, you can find at IDU.org, and you'll see when you visit that site that the IDU is led by the American GOP. It is a consortium of 80 political parties from around the country. And these 80 political parties are committed to one thing. They all call themselves right of center. And what they're committed to is the universal adoption of the UN's Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Now, to adopt the Universal Declaration of Human Rights means that we abandon the American Declaration of Independence. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights says that all law originates in accordance with the policies and principles adopted from time to time by the United Nations. So we lose the idea of unalienable rights or natural rights, because the idea of a creator imbuing us each with individual rights is now abandoned. All your rights under this new system come from government, and government can change those rights as it suits their needs. It can give different rights to different classes of people as it serves the government's needs. And, of course, if we look around today, that's exactly what the American government has been doing to us all for a good long while. So when we begin to understand this fact, we reject these internationalist ideas, starting from managed trade all the way down to smart growth in our communities, because this is how the internationalists are revamping the American system of government, and our parties go along with it. The GOP, as I say, is a member of the IDU, but I applaud the GOP's National Committee people for saying we want no longer to follow the Agenda 21 protocol. And so I think there's a battle going on in the Republican Party right now between ordinary people who have achieved high levels in the Republican Party and who see what's wrong with the GOP and the Democrat Party, and yet there are people even above them, I'll start with the George Bushes of the world, who are firmly committed to this new world order. And as a consequence, we have the GOP itself leading this international cabal called the IDU, which consists of 80 political parties from around the world who are all dedicated to creating a world of one government where the UN's Declaration of Human Rights overwhelms all of the law on the planet. So we are at a dangerous time because we're on the verge of that kind of action being formulated and formalized. But at the same time, we see a surge in American people's awareness and understanding of this dynamic, and they're translating it to fighting at the local level. We don't have to fight in Vienna. We don't have to fight in D.C. or New York. We can fight wherever it is that we live, because the battle is happening there. That's the battle that counts. They may have taken control of our federal government. They may have control of every nation's government. But if you can keep them out of your local government, freedom will reign and will drive them out, following control of our local government. We'll drive them out of our state government and then out of the federal government. Nobody's going to waltz in and save us with a presidential election, because you do not become a nominee of either party unless you're committed to globalism.
And I think it basically people have to understand, even Zygmunt Brzezinski about a year ago was giving a talk up in Canada. Zygmunt Brzezinski is the architect of so much what's going on today. He had written a book called Between Two Ages back in 1970, where he praised Marxism and this whole idea that we should have a ruling elite. And he was so did such a good job. David Rockefeller picked him to organize the Trilateral Commission, which he did in 1973. And then, of course, he was appointed National Security Advisor to Jimmy Carter, where he actually precipitated the Afghan War, brought Saddam Hussein to power, and said he was instrumental in so many of the tragedies that unfolded during that and subsequent eras. But about a year ago, he was giving a talk at Canada where he actually expressed concern because people around the world are waking up, and this is the thing that these elitists fear, is that the people will understand what's going on. And will declare that what these people have done is subversive and demand these people be arrested and tried for subversion and murder and torture and inhumane activities. They are frightened to death. The public is waking up. I share your concern.
Well, the public is waking up, and what I want to talk about now is regionalism. And in that context, give an example of how one of the sleepiest political communities in all of the nation, one of the most liberal communities in all of the nation, is waking up to the regionalization of the San Francisco Bay Area in conformance with the Agenda 21 protocol, which means that they're calling for smart growth, which is defined as the sacking and packing of human beings, dense, quote, human settlements, where transportation is all provided by public means and the automobile is stripped away.
That's the real reason why they want to get these bullet trains, that they want to get you out of your car. This is part of a much larger plan. They want to get you onto a bicycle. They said they were going to run up the cost of electricity. They're going to run up the cost of having a car. You go to Singapore today, which of course is their ideal society. In Singapore, it will cost you $100,000 per permit to buy a car and have one there. And then after that, you have to pay for the car and maintain it. But believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the elitists have their different vision for the world than you and I do. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw right here at Radio Liberty. Michael, go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
really do want to limit the population by 85%. And they're in the process of killing people today. They've already killed several billion people since the beginning of the 19th century. They've actually killed a couple of billion people. They're killing millions of people every day. They intend to kill billions more, and we're not talking simply theoretically. These things are really going on. But Michael, you go right ahead.
Well, let's talk about a mechanism, a very important mechanism for how they achieve their goals. Now, all of us, when we were in eighth grade, even if that was only a few years ago, learned that America had three branches of government: federal, the state, and the local. And what globalists have done, working in Washington, D.C., with American globalists, who led our political parties for the last decade, is that they have infused a fourth level of government. It's called regionalism. Now, the average adult American doesn't know about the regionalist form of government that exists and has existed in this country for 50 years. It was Dwight Eisenhower who introduced regionalism in the form of so-called councils of government. They're called COGs, or metropolitan planning organizations called MPOs. So these two forms of regional government were launched in the 1950s in America. In California, they came to America under Ronald Reagan, who said the traditional system of local government in America is an old horse and buggy system that needs to be replaced. And so today, if we take California as an example, we have 58 counties in the state, you know, traditional government. And yet today we have 36 COGs, that is, councils of government, that make up the state. Now, a council of government in the San Francisco Bay Area, for example, Associated Bay Area ABAG, the Association of Bay Area Governments, is a 9-county COG called ABAG, Association of Bay Area Governments. And what ABAG does is it tells every city and every county in the San Francisco Bay Area, this is from San Jose to Oakland to San Francisco, tells every one of those local governments what they can and can't do. This system of government has been around for a long time, but today it is in full active gear. Now, these associations of county and city governments, which expands the entire country, virtually the entire country is comprised of various COGs. And what these COGs do now is they associate with various international NGOs, that's non-governmental organizations, for the purpose of redefining local government. An example of these international NGOs that direct the COGs is the organization we've talked about many times on this show, ICLEI. The International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. So if we take a look at the San Francisco Bay Area's ABAG, we see that ICLEI is a driving force. So what we've got are 9 counties directed by this amorphous, federalized, regional governance apparatus that is in turn directed by ICLEI, controlling every city, 101 cities, and all 9 counties of the San Francisco Bay Area. And they have come up with what they call the one Bay Area plan. And when we come back, we'll talk a bit about one Bay Area.
But I think it's so difficult for people to understand that what ICLEI has done is to make the local governments irrelevant. Oh, they can meet, they can they hear people talk. But the major decisions as to what goes on in the Bay Area will be determined by ICLEI, not by the people, not by their elected representatives, but by this International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Michael. You go right ahead, because I think that it's so vital that people understand what ICLEI is and how it is able to take over control of local governments without either the knowledge and sometimes even the consent of the local governments.
Well, you know, the question's even broader than that, because ICLEI is a part of ABAC. ICLEI is a part of regional COGs and MPOs across the country. Now, ICLEI also has contracts with your local city and county. That's bad enough. That's treasonous, in fact. And so if you're in a city that is a member of ICLEI, you need to notice your elected officials that their actions are treasonous. It violates Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution, which provides that no state or its subdivisions can engage in any treaty, alliance, or confederation with a foreign political power. That's what ICLEI is. There's no question about it. That's what ICLEI is. So we're beginning to see citizens bring appropriate notice to their elected officials. The notice being that your contract with ICLEI is treasonable. And you may say, well, you know, let's take a look at Alameda County, for instance, the home of ICLEI, the former city run by Jerry Brown, now governor of the state of California. And, you know, it's the ICLEI headquarters and certainly committed to the ICLEI regime. Well, they're going to laugh at you. They're going to say, you think our sheriff or you think our DA is going to charge me with treason? You go play with yourself, because they're not. To which I say, well, they're not going to do that today. But as the public begins to understand what ICLEI is, what ABAG is, and how the United States is being taken down by these treasonous operators, the public is going to turn on politicians who do this. And you may have been retired from politics, but when the public really understands the nature of ICLEI involvement in a community, there's no statute of limitations that runs on freedom.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, because Michael is talking about ICLEI, the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives. It is a subversive organization. It is part of the United Nations concept of controlling local communities in this country and all throughout the world, and controlling the development. And basically, this is not a national organization. This is an international organization tying into the United Nations. And basically, it, of course, is funded by the subversive element that wants to bring about this world government. And the politicians who've gone along with ICLEI and signed contracts with ICLEI have committed acts of treason. And as Michael is pointing out, right now, of course, people are going to laugh if you suggest that this is treasonous, or people one day are going to have to stand before the bar of justice for their involvement in subversive activity. But as Michael points out, There's no statute of limitation on treason, and this whole thing is treasonous. They keep telling you about the dangers of Marxism and socialism. Basically, the danger is not over in Russia or in Sweden. The danger is here. It's centered certainly right here in the United States, funded by our tax-exempt foundations, by our corporations, by certainly what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And, Michael, before we go on, I want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with cityfreedomadvocates.org. And then, of course, go ahead with your discussion of the ABAG, that's the Association of Bay Area Governments. Basically, it fits into this whole thing. And basically, people think they have separate governments over there in the Bay Area around Oakland, San Francisco. They do not. They've all under the control. Directly or indirectly, of these subversive organizations. Wake up, ladies and gentlemen. Bring criminal charges against the criminal element that would subvert our way of life. Michael, how can people get in touch with you, get the information, and go on from there?
Well, for 12 years, we've been compiling a website called freedomadvocates.org. It's gotten broad national attention and lots of readership and contribution from largely English-speaking countries from around the world. So it's simple enough. You go to freedomadvocates.org, and we have lots of tools, some of which are rather simple and get you just right down to the basics, and others that are much deeper and get you into the real essence of this globalist movement. So there's something there for everyone. In fact, everyone needs exposure to this information, because without an understanding of Agenda 21, we're lost. Our children become chattel if they're able to survive at all in this new world order. And that's not something that anyone of the current generation can stand for. We've got to stand against this stuff. So the bottom line is, ICLEI is a big problem. But as I've begun to see ICLEI fought in a number of communities around the country, and successfully fought, that is, that ICLEI has been kicked out of those city and county governments, I've begun to learn that that doesn't really solve the problem. Because ICLEI's involvement in these COGs, Councils of Government, and MPOs, Metropolitan Planning Organizations, which exist throughout the entire country, leaves us continually exposed. Take an example. Amador County in the foothills of the Sierras and here in California. They were one of the first communities to not renew their contract with ICLEI. But didn't make a whole lot of difference, because through the regional outfits that govern the Sierras, most notably the Sierra Conservancy, created by executive order by Arnold Schwarzenegger a few years ago, well, in the middle of the Sierra Conservancy, driving the policy is ICLEI. Similarly, in the San Francisco Bay Area, you've got ABAG, federalized regional governance that's been in effect for decades, is now driven, a big participant who's driving the agenda for ABAG, which shouldn't exist in the first place. Regional government is Sovietization. But who drives the ABAG agenda is ICLEI. So it's not enough to kick ICLEI out of your city, because the regional government control that people don't regularly know about has ICLEI in it, and the regional outfit controls your city and county. So what we've got to do is become aware of this Soviet-sized style of governance, which is embedded into these federalized regional. That means they cover sometimes an ill-defined area, but always an area that includes multiple municipalities, multiple counties, so that our local government is rendered ineffective. they can't listen to us because they've got to follow the direction of the federalized agencies. You say, well, why do they have to do that? Well, the reason they have to do that is because local politicians, if they were to come out against the federal organizations, they'd be shunned by both parties, Democrat and Republican. And they would be told by the federal government, well, if you don't go along with this, you don't get your transportation money. You don't get your affordable housing money. You don't get any money. And so people we are electing to local office sell us out in order to say, look at the bacon I brought home from the federal government. And I say, let the federal government keep their bacon, and sooner or later, the American people are simply going to stop paying the federal government, because the strings they attach to bring money back, as they force us to live under a regionalized, Sovietized federal government operation, are simply unacceptable. Till we do that, we are going to continue down the path toward oblivion. And I think the American people are just around the corner from recognizing, as many have already, that ICLEI is a big problem. The next step in understanding is that regional governance is the antithesis of what the founders intended. And when we know that, when we take our actions to mandate that our city withdraws from the local COG, in the case of the San Francisco Bay Area, it means withdraw from ABAC, that's when victory is at hand.
And I think it's so significant. People really are intentionally being confused. You're being confused. We have an enemy in Moscow. We have an enemy in Beijing. We have certainly enemies in the Muslim countries, and we have the enemy of the environment, and we have all these other enemies out there, and that's why we need all these rules, regulations to protect us from the threat of the environment, the threat of terrorism, the threat of Marxism, the threat of socialism, the threat of communism. And ladies and gentlemen, these are all as phony as a $3 bill. What they don't want us to understand is that subversive movements are here, funded by our tax-exempt foundations, funded by our great corporations, and their purpose is to do an end run around our Constitution and slap on controls, little bit by little bit, just a bit here and a bit there, until eventually freedom is gone. They know exactly what they're doing. The last thing they want is for the American people to understand. But this is why America is changing. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Michael Shaw of freedomadvocates.org. You need to go to his website and get Michael's information and learn about ICLEI. Learn about regional government. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, if we were to look at ABAG, that is the Association of Bay Area Governments, nine counties again, ABAG has come up with a recent program. It's the San Francisco Bay Area and the state of Maryland who are leading this charge for testing new waters for the implementation of global governance at the local level. And that was through the Maryland Maryland Plan, something like that. And here in the Bay Area, it's called One Bay Area. And One Bay Area is a program fostered by ABAG, supported by ICLEI, that takes the nine counties in the San Francisco Bay Area, that's 7.2 million people, and subjects them to this single governmental goal of creating a population that is fully dependent on living in transit-oriented developments. And what that means is that single-family housing, new construction, is off the board, off the chart. Everybody's to live in, stack 'em and pack 'em kind of housing. many of the San Francisco Bay Area single-family developments that exist are to be run down, eliminated. People are to get out of their cars and to take mass transit. There's one road in that runs the whole San Francisco Peninsula down to San Jose called El Camino Real. And El Camino Real is to turn into a two-lane road for buses with dense housing along this. The idea is that people will have assigned jobs. People will be out of their car, and everybody takes public transportation. You say, oh, that's a bunch of malarkey. Who's going to fall for that? And I'll tell you that every San Francisco city, every San Francisco Bay Area county has signed up for the program. Why? Because the federal government has promised the San Francisco Bay Area $250 million for the implementation of the One Bay Area plan. The One Bay Area plan then takes all of the vacant land and puts it off limits to anything. You talk about the abolition of private property. This is it in spades. We've been talking about it for a long time. You know, our forces are building. Their forces are panicking. They're running for the finish line, as George Bernard Shaw promised in 1923. He says, we'll crawl like turtles, meaning the Fabians. We'll crawl like turtles until we see the finish line, and then we will dart to the finish. That's what they are doing today. They're stumbling all over themselves, and our population is growing. It's growing so nicely that groups, particularly focused up in the East Bay, have taken on the One Bay Area plan. They are busting their consensus process. There are ways to do that. You can check in at freedomadvocates.org and learn about both Bev Ekman's consensus-busting process, because they arrange for these programs through a process they call consensus, which means the absence of disagreement. So they have highly controlled meetings to thrust these things through. These meetings are supposedly public, but nobody knows about it except for the shills, until activists find out about it and go into these meetings with cameras, and they bust them up. There are various mechanisms for busting it up and derailing these kinds of programs, and I've got to say with, you know, great hope and enthusiasm that the Bay Area, some of the Bay Area Tea Parties, the Bay Area 912 groups have begun to organize their people with information about how to deal with these consensus processes that One Bay Area uses to jam this down the throats of 7.5 million people. And just last week, there was a meeting in the North Bay. The bad guys knew the good guys were coming, so they adjusted their whole process. But still, they got nowhere, because real citizens were there and prevented any progress. This has to happen everywhere. Because even though plans like One Bay Area are not so advanced everywhere around the country, I can tell you that every place in this country has its Agenda 21 forces in place. They're in control, and they have plans just like One Bay Area. That's why it's so important to defeat the One Bay Area, because if we can win here, we can start winning in many places and eventually throw ICLEI and throw the globalists off the shores of America.
Well, let's go to Dean, who's calling from Spokane. Hi, Dean. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I do have a question for tonight's guest. And my question is about the Bay Area. I'm familiar with El Camino. And what did you say? Let me try to, is that they're going to close down El Camino to traffic and make it a two-lane each-way bus route?
What did you? What are they going to do, Michael?
They're going to line it with, you know, high-density housing, where you don't need a car, you walk to everything you need. But to get to your job, there will be public transportation down the transportation corridor. But, you know, the cars that you find on that corridor will be for rent cars, for hire cars, and this is for the upper echelon of the population to be able to commute privately. Everybody else is going to be on public transportation.
Basically, because of the Dinas, they want to get you out of your car. And basically, they're going to make it extremely expensive for you to have a car, all sorts of rules and regulations, raise up the price of your gasoline. And so they're going to have this as a major corridor, is my understanding, where there will, of course, be public transportation, there'll be a few private cars, but down the line, they want to get onto a bicycle. They want to get you into bullet trains. This is what their dream is. Go ahead.
Lining El Camino with high-density public housing.
Right.
This is beyond imagination.
Basically, it's like the world's gone mad. How can Dean actually document what you're saying?
Well, it's a public dynamic. I've used these documents in speeches I've given. I think if you Googled sustainable development plus El Camino Real, you would find this plan. I'm sure we've got it posted at Freedom Advocates as well. But this is a publicized goal.
Dean, how do you think they've closed down our forests? In the name of the spotted owl?
I'd like to ask you a question. Is that you're talking about prime real estate. You're talking about
you're absolutely
Broadway
right.
in New York.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Dean. Go ahead, Dean. You're talking about prime real estate. How much have they put aside there, Michael?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends, use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States
they've written the plan. They have actually written the plan out, haven't they, Michael?
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right, fine. They can use eminent domain. They can simply take control of your property under one guise or another in the name of the public good. But, of course, the $250 million, as long as they have money, why, they can simply get more money. The best thing that can happen is when they go bankrupt and they don't have the money for all of these crazy programs they're planning on. This is totally illogical. Trying to get people in America out of their cars, trying to get people onto bicycles, trying to get them into sustainable communities, trying to kill off 85 to 90% of the world's population. These people must be mad. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's the answer. They are mad. They have an entirely different worldview. Certainly, there's so much material out here we hope that you'll want to get. Certainly, you go to freedomadvocates.org, go to Michael's website, and read what the other people are saying. We have an excellent book called By Stealth and Deception by our good friend Orlean Kulam. Anybody who, of course, thinks this is madness, look into the smart meter issue. They're installing them all across America. All across the world. And why would you want to put smart meters in every place? Well, get our 4-tape set on smart meters. We have a book on smart meters. This whole thing.